For you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
Oh-ho, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Tony Arden with a song, Mr. Jimmy Stewart with a problem, and now here's Mr. Bing Crosby with a cold.
Hey! My virus got quite a hand there, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Bigger hand than I ever got.
Well, it's no wonder you caught cold, Bing. It's been a very hectic month for you.
It's been just trigger.
Yes. Cards pouring in from all over congratulating you on your 20th anniversary. ASCAP presented you with a plaque. The disc jockeys have honored you. And to cap the climax, mind you, I have a newspaper clipping here which says you've been given 30 days in jail. That's right.
He must have got a hold of a very old paper.
Oh.
You see that?
No, this is from last week's Montreal paper. Look, here, it says...
I'm very big in Montreal.
Yes, Bing Crosby gets jail term, see?
Well, that can't be me. It can't be me, because every time I'm arrested, I always use an assumed name. I throw an alias at the cops.
What name do you use?
Leslie Town Hope.
Bing, do you think it's fair to use Bob's name when you get in a scrape with the law?
Certainly do. It comes in very handy when I get pinched for jaywalking, heavy breathing in the public library, or pinching tomatoes in supermarkets, or illegal breeding of hamsters.
Oh, that's awful.
Bobby Guy just fell apart. He must be a hamster fan. Fancy. And, of course, I can get picked up for singing, too, which causes horses to shy, children to cry, and dogs to bark.
Well, maybe so, Bing, but I still think you shouldn't use Bob's name when you get in trouble.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Ken. It all evens up at the end of the year. He always uses my name when he gets in a scrape. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I wonder what Hope was doing in Montreal last week.
Huh? He was probably up there doing a show. They wouldn't arrest him for doing a show, would they?
I don't see why not.
Well, anyhow, Bing, it's a wonderful month for you. Everybody's slapping you on the back. Decca gave you a gold record. You caught a cold. Bob Hope gave you a gold girdle.
That's how I caught my cold, squirming out of it in the draft the other
day. Well, cheer up, Bing. There's good news from Florida.
Really?
Oh, yes, sir. Governor Fuller Warren of Florida sends you his congratulations and appoints you to the rank of general on his staff.
General?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's certainly very nice of Governor Warren. Say, Ken, now there's a coincidence for you, isn't it? There's a Governor Warren in Florida, and there's a Governor Warren in California.
That's right. But you find that the California Warrens are larger, sweeter, and juicier than the Florida Warrens.
And now for our friends in Florida, may I say vice versa. To our friends all over the country, I would now like to present a very charming vocalist, Miss Tony Arden.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Say, Tony, our opening selection is a thing called You're Just in Love from the Broadway show Call Me Madame. You're joining me in this, you know, aren't you?
No, I certainly would love to, General.
Okay, John Scott. General, we are ready.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older, a rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love. You don't
I
need
hear singing and there's
it is
no
not
one
so
there.
Surprising that you feel
I smell blossoms
strange,
and
but
the
nice.
Trees are bare.
Your heart
all
goes
day long
pitter-patter.
I seem to walk
I know just
on
what's
air.
The matter
I
because
why.
I've been there once
I wonder
or twice.
Why.
Put your head
I keep
on
tossing
my
in
shoulder.
My
you need someone who's older. A rub down
what's more,
with
I've
velvet
lost
love.
My appetite.
There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant
ache.
You're not sick, you're just
in
love. Just in love. Just in love, so in love.
Tony, very, very nice indeed.
Thank you, Ken. It's very nice of you. But, of course, we must sell some Chesterfields, you know.
Friends, for you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, that's what Chesterfield has for you.
And here's the authority that proves Chesterfields are milder.
Over 1,000 prominent tobacco growers have signed the statement saying, to judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities, I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it will smoke milder. That's the standard mildness test. If that tobacco's made into cigarettes, those cigarettes will smell milder and smoke milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfields. And Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
And you know the way Chesterfield blends those tobaccos, their secret process, that means every Chesterfield will have the right combination of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, Chesterfields are proved to have no unpleasant aftertaste. We've got authority for that, too, you know.
It's the country's first and only cigarette taste panel who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
There you have the straight facts. That's what Chesterfield has for you. Mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. So get yourself a pack of Chesterfields today. Believe me, they satisfy. Here is a French importation. At least the melody is French. But the lyric is a new lyric done by Mr. John Mercer, than whom there's no finer, really. The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear all winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, those summer kisses,
sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear a winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to
fall. Now, with alacrity and with a good deal of pleasure, I relinquish this microphone to Miss Tony Arden, who will sing My Man. She has a fine record out on this old number Tony has. I think you're going to be much entertained by this very stylish arrangement and Tony's delivery. Antoinette?
But there's one thing that I've got, it's my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should, he isn't good. Beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. Oh, my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my
lovely, Tony, and thanks very much.